Lion of Judah, stop weeping. Look, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the heir to David's throne, has won the victory. Revelation 5:5. When I picture Jesus, I often imagine a beyond wise, calm, beatific man backlit by the soft glow of a full body halo. That could be a holdover from time spent in art museums, churches, and maybe even from the drawings I grew up with in my Golden Press children's Bible. Regardless, I see his more peaceful side as the Lamb of God. Yet the Lamb is also a lion, the Lion of Judah. In Isaiah 61:1-2, the prophet describes the Messiah as healing the sick and preaching the good news. But he also says he will judge the wicked, release captives, and set prisoners free. The Lord has anointed me to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God. Jesus knew a chasm of sin separated us from God, and that chasm was not empty. The enemy had a powerful army, and death itself stood in the way. Evil lay between him and us. The only way was for Jesus to cut a path through to reach us, to bridge that chasm, that divide. Only he could do it. We could do nothing to defend or save ourselves. We aren't privy to what Jesus experienced during Holy Saturday. For us, it's a day of waiting. It's silent. It's still. But in Ephesians 6:12, we are reminded that we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. We are blessed to know how this story goes. The grave could not hold him. Jesus would soon have victory over his enemy, even death. Paying the price for us and rising from the dead, he would reveal his power and authority. He fought in a way only he could win, through his sacrifice. Jesus, who is both Lamb and Lion, deserves our awe. As C.S. Lewis wrote in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, "Aslan is a lion, the lion, the great lion." "Ooh," said Susan, "I thought he was a man. Is he quite safe? I shall feel rather nervous about meeting a lion." "Safe," said Mr. Beaver. "Who said anything about safe? Course he isn't safe, but he's good. He's the king, I tell you." Through his death and resurrection, Christ was victorious over sin, bridging our path back to God. He will come again as a lion. Let's reflect on today's reading. Jesus has many different names because there are so many complex aspects to our Savior. How do you most often see him?